You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Joshua Corbin invites Uncle George Bonney to his home for drinks. Corbin pulls out his AK to show Bonney, and the gun, quote, accidentally goes off. Uncle Bonney shot in the back of the head. Corbin then dumps the body and cleans up the crime scene.
Nancy, Corbin calls New Mexico police to report the accidental shooting more than a week after the incident. The 41-year-old maintains that the shooting was an accident, despite his efforts to dispose of Bonney's body and clean up the crime scene, including when he burned several pieces of evidence.
Corbin, 41, eventually calls New Mexico cops to turn himself in. He's now charged with murder one. Arizona cops stopped Nelius Horsley III for driving the wrong way on a busy street. He refuses to obey officers' orders, so cops try to physically remove him from the vehicle. He manages to put the car in drive and peels off, injuring multiple cops and pedestrians.
And Nancy, the responding officers called for backup when a passenger in the vehicle tried to run during the traffic stop. Horsley became argumentative when cops asked him to turn off the car and exit the vehicle, and they resorted to physically controlling the man. No one was seriously injured when Horsley drove off, and the pedestrians are not pursuing hit-and-run charges.
Cops quickly find Horsley at the address listed on his driver's license, which he left with police. He's booked on ag assault on a cop with a deadly weapon. Utah cops try to pull over a white van matching the description of a stolen car, but the driver, Boat Smith, speeds off. Smith, 22, leads cops on a chase, eventually ditching the vehicle and running on foot.
It turns out, Nancy, that Smith's van is not the stolen vehicle, and the Salt Lake Police Department is left confused by Smith's decision to run. Authorities began a highly coordinated effort to locate Smith and search for about an hour and a half before locating the man.
Well, the van's not stolen, so why did Smith run? Cops finally find Smith hiding in a trash can and discover he's violating parole and driving on a suspended license. He's now also charged with failure to stop. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
More than three decades after a bomb brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, killing everyone on board, a former Libyan intelligence official accused of making the explosive has appeared in federal court, charged with an act of international terrorism. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
71-year-old Abu Aguila Massoud, bearded, balding, and wearing a green jail uniform, walked with a halting gait to the defense table. At one point, as the charges were being discussed, Massoud said in Arabic that he could not speak until he saw his attorney. A detention hearing is set for later in the month.
The New York-bound Pan Am flight exploded over Lockerbie less than an hour after takeoff from London, December 21, 1988. Citizens from 21 countries were killed. Among the 190 Americans on board were 35 Syracuse University students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. A family is pleading for information on a college student missing in France. Kenny DeLand Jr. is a study abroad student finishing up a semester at the University Grenoble Alpes in the southeastern part of France, near the border of Italy and Switzerland. His family told our friends at WROC-TV that he boarded a train November 27th, and that was the last time they heard from him. Police pinged his phone November 30th, and surveillance video shows DeLand entering a store on December 3rd. DeLand, currently enrolled at St. John Fisher University in Rochester, New York, spent $8.40 at the store, and since then, his family says there have been no messages or social media posts, no bank charges or phone pings. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal arising from a murder-for-hire ordered by the one-time leader of a violent international crime ring. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The justices say they will review the case of Adam Samia, who is serving a life sentence for killing a real estate broker in the Philippines. Samia acted at the behest of Paul LaRue, a South African who led the crime organization and cooperated with federal authorities after his arrest in 2012. Samia's lawyers are challenging prosecutors' use of a confession made by another man, a co-defendant in his murder trial, that they say implicated Samia in violation of his constitutional rights.
The co-defendant did not testify in his own defense, so there was no opportunity for Samia's lawyers to question the co-defendant. Jurors at the Los Angeles rape and sexual misconduct trial of Harvey Weinstein have been deliberating for over a week now without reaching a verdict. The jury of 8 men and 4 women must decide on 2 counts of rape and 5 other sexual assault counts against the 70-year-old former movie magnate. The jurors have had no questions for the court that might provide insight into the status of their work. They were handed the case at the end of closing arguments December 2nd.
Henry Capuche is on a Florida vacation when a server at Jimmy B's Beach Bar goes for ice and discovers Capuche relieving himself in the ice machine. Capuche shoves the server, who asks him to stop, then continues to resist and fight cops called to take him away. Capuche now charged with battery and disorderly conduct. Why couldn't he just use a porta potty? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.